Well, praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Exodus 35. Wonderful to be in his house today. Exodus 35, beginning at verse 4. And Moses spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "This is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, take from among you an offering to the Lord. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it as an offering to the Lord. Gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine linen and goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, badger skins and acacia wood, oil for the light and spices for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense, onyx stones and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate." We skip down to verses 20 to 22, and all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. Then everyone came whose heart was stirred, lifted him up, and everyone whose spirit was willing. And they brought the Lord's offering for the work of the tabernacle of meeting, for all its service, and for the holy garments. They came, both men and women, as many as had a willing heart. Moses spoke to the congregation, "This is the thing which the Lord commanded. An offering to the Lord. And let whoever is of a willing heart bring an offering to the Lord." Moses put out a call. He put out the call. And the record, the response, then everyone came whose heart was stirred and whose spirit was willing. And they brought the Lord's offering. Hearts stirred. Spirits willing, arising, people impelled, the willing-hearted, ready. The King James Version reads, "And they came, everyone whose heart stirred them up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing. And they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation and for all his service. And for the holy garments." You know, it would be right to say that not all hearts are stirred. And not all spirits are willing. He put out a call. These of this people, this congregation, they came. This voluntary quality, they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, those of a willing spirit. The Wycliffe Bible reads, "And they offered with most ready soul and devout the first things to the Lord, to make the work of the tabernacle of witnessing, whatever was needful to the adorning and to the holy clothes. And they offered with most ready devout souls, their first things to the Lord for the building of the tabernacle of the witnessing. Yea, whatever was needed for its adornment and for the holy clothes." Its adornment, the beautifying of the place, to enliven the state of being adorned. We know what they were to bring. Those whose hearts were stirred and whose spirits were willing. For this particular congregation, for this time, it was gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine linen and goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, badger skins and acacia wood, oil for the light and spices for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense, onyx stones and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate. And the call went out. The call to all who were gifted artisans among them. Verses 10 to 19. All who are gifted artisans among you shall come and make all that the Lord has commanded. The tabernacle, its tent, its covering, its clasps, its boards, its bars, its pillars, and its sockets. The ark and its poles with the mercy seat and the veil of the covering, the table and its poles, all its utensils and the showbread. Also the lampstand for the light, its utensils, its lamps, and the oil for the light. The incense altar, its poles, the anointing oil, the sweet incense, and the screen for the door at the entrance of the tabernacle. The altar of burnt offering with its bronze grating, its poles, all its utensils, and the laver in its base. The hangings of the court, its pillars, their sockets, and the screen for the gate of the court. The pegs of the tabernacle, the pegs of the court and their cords. The garments of ministry, woven garments for ministering in the holy place. The holy garments for Aaron the priest and the garments of his sons to minister as priests. You know what the Bible says? They came to give. They came to give an offering unto the Lord. The NCV reads, everyone who wanted to give came and brought a gift to the Lord. The call of the Lord to an Old Testament congregation, a people of God, the people of God. We know what they were to bring. And what would their offering be used for? Well, we've read Exodus 35, 21, for the work of the tabernacle of meeting, for all its service, and for the holy garments. They came, both men and women, as many as had a willing heart. The Wycliffe Bible reads, for the building of the tabernacle of the witnessing, whatever was needed for its adornment, that it be a glorious place, and for the holy clothes. We know what they were bringing to the Lord. Offerings and giftings. Everyone came whose heart was stirred, and everyone whose spirit was willing, and they brought the Lord's offering. For the work of the tabernacle of meeting. For the work of the church. For the building. For the maintaining. For the adorning of the house of the Lord. They came. The call went out. For all its service. For all its service and services. The tabernacle of the witnessing, the church that should bear record of him. The Knox Bible reads, then Moses went on to tell all the Israelites what prescriptions the Lord had given him, how they were to set apart contributions to be offered to the Lord freely and with a ready heart. No sooner had the sons of Israel left Moses' presence than all alike began making their contributions to the Lord with readiness and devotion of heart. God, raise up a people to help build the tabernacle that should bear record of him. Whatever was needed for the performance of worship or for sacred vestments, men and women made haste to give. All alike, men and women, devoutly brought their gifts so as to speed on the work. Speed on the work. In this time, in this hour. For the holy garments. Holy clothes. Hear the Spirit today. Holy garments, holy clothes. We know what this meant for them. And what for us? You know, the reality is this. They came, and they still come. They still come. Everyone whose heart is stirred and whose spirit is willing. Good morning, New Testament congregation. Everyone whose heart is stirred and everyone whose spirit is willing, they come to offer. They come to offer an offering to the Lord for the work of the tabernacle of meeting, for all its service, and for the holy garments, the holy clothes. Yes, it would rightly be said that not all hearts are stirred and not all spirits are willing, but God can work on us today. The garment of salvation, the garment of praise. We talk about the garments of righteousness, holiness, purity, wedding garments. These people were bringing an offering, bringing giftings for the work of the tabernacle of meeting, all its services, for the adorning of this house, that it be a glorious witness that takes breath away. The holy garments, the holy clothes. You know, the reality is it all takes finances. It all takes finances. Tithe, the Christian's duty. 10% of our income, the first fruits unto the Lord. You know, it's just simply a given. Let's not spend time there. And offerings, gifts over and above the tithe, given by those of a willing heart, those whose spirits are stirred. Yes, it takes finances to build the house of the Lord, to continue with the programs and the services and the serving and the ministry. The advancement of the kingdom in our hour, it takes finances. And you know, church, it takes devotion. It takes devotion. So let's define devotion today. It would be commitment to the house of the Lord. Commitment and faithfulness to the services. We dedicate the time. We dedicate and set apart the time. We offer loyalty. We offer support. We offer dependability. We offer service. We offer giftings. We become faithful attenders of the house of the Lord, consistent attenders. We become fruitful attenders of the house of the Lord. We're talking about a people that are passionate, zealous, on fire, fervent, prayer warriors, worship warriors. And isn't it true that in this we provide for the work of the tabernacle, for all its service and services, and for the holy garments, holy clothes? Oh, yes. Provision. Provision for holy garments, holy clothes, that others are given garments and take up garments and put on garments. You know, like a new wardrobe, a new look. Garments of salvation, let's just go through some of them today. Isaiah 61:10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. And you know, there are those that are yet to be clothed. We have been clothed, and the Lord uses those clothed in the garments of salvation. He uses their devotion, commitment, zeal, passion, prayers, worship, praise, service, sacrifice, giving, and so on as a powerful witness that others might be clothed in like manner. Garment of holiness, righteousness. Again, Isaiah 61:10. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Job 29:14, I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My justice was like a robe and a turban. You know, maybe we need some new wardrobe today. We need some new clothes today. So just drink it in. Ephesians 4:24. And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. The Wycliffe Bible says, and clothe ye the new man made after God in right wiseness and holiness of truth. How about white garments? Ecclesiastes 9:8, let your garments always be white and let your head lack no oil. I love that one. Revelation 3:18, white garments that you may be clothed. And the preparation for white garments, Revelation 3, 4, and 5. You have a few names, even in artists, who have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. I will not blot out. You know, that's quite the line. Let's just wrestle with that. Revelation 7:9, after these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands. Garments of power, the Holy Ghost. Luke 24:49, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. The NIV reads, I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. We're talking about a church, and we're talking about a people, and people yet to come, set on fire by the Holy Ghost, clothed in power, clothed in fire, boldness, a powerful witness. You know what other garments we need? Well, here's one, the garment of humility. First Peter 5:5, yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Isaiah 66:2, these are the ones I look on with favor, those who are humble and contrite in spirit, and who tremble at my word. Garments of deliverance. Mark 5:15. Then they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. Garments of praise. Isaiah 61:3, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Do you need it today? That they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. One garment we so desperately need in this day and age is the garment of glorious constraint. Psalm 132:9, reading from the Amplified, let your priests be clothed, we are New Testament priests, clothed with righteousness, right living, this constraint in an unbridled world, and let your godly ones shout for joy. We need a church, and we need a people, and people yet to come, clothed in garments of justice. Psalm 132:9, the message reads, get your priests all dressed up in justice. How about tender mercies, kindness, humility, here again, meekness, long-suffering. We read verses like verses 12 to 14 of Colossians 3, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies. Put on kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Garments of fine linen. Revelation 19, verses 7 and 8. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Garments, sacred vestments, holy clothes. We read scriptures like Revelation 16, 15. Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments. Lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Revelation 22, 14 to 16. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and that they may enter the city by the gates. Outside are the dogs and sorcerers and fornicators and murderers and idolaters and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to you with this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. Listen, people, we invest with vision, and the garments are becoming the wardrobe of a people, a new people. And the Lord will work a miracle, a seamless miracle. And you know, sometimes you go to the tailor for alterations and adjustments. A people being clothed, dressed, and the Lord weaving it all together in seamless fashion. And now, keeping it clean. You know, Moses put out the call, bring an offering to the Lord. And to all those gifted, come. Not all are willing. Not all are stirred, but thank God for those who are willing and are stirred. In every generation, those who come. Who will come? Who of a willing spirit? Who of a willing heart? Who will offer? Who will bring an offering? Who will bring the offering in this time, in this hour, in this generation, and that the generation to come might know? For the work of the tabernacle of meeting, for the work of the church, for the building and for the maintaining and for the adorning of the house of the Lord, for all its service and services. The tabernacle of the witnessing, that the church might bear record of him and continue bearing record of him. You know how long this church has been bearing record of him? This year, 60 years of gospel ministry. We give glory to God. 60 years. By God's grace, continue. Longevity. Come willing-hearted. Those of a willing spirit. 2 Corinthians 9, 16 to 15. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully with blessings, that is, will also reap bountifully with blessing. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart. Not grudgingly or of necessity, that is compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he is dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. For the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgivings to God. While through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men, and by their prayer for you, who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Heart stirred, spirit willing. You know, I just want to say today, thank you to every faithful tither. Thank you to every cheerful giver. You know what? God loves you. Thank you for every offering, the investing of the invested. Thank you to those whose hearts are stirred and whose spirits are willing. God bless the faithful. All that have gone before, we honor them. And all that are now, we're so thankful. Thank you for your devotion. Thank you for your passion, for your zeal, for your hunger, for your thirst. Thank you for your faithfulness, for your commitment, for your dedication, and your loyalty to the house of the Lord. Thank you to every person that attends Sunday morning and attends Sunday night and attends Tuesday night. Thank you to all the parents that drive your youth on Friday nights to youth group. Thank you. Heart stirred. Spirit's willing. They come. And they still come. Oh, there's work yet to be done, church. The work of the tabernacle of meeting, the tabernacle of the witnessing, all its service and services. And the holy garments, there are those yet to be clothed. These words, we can have the worship team return today. And they came, everyone whose heart stirred them up, who felt an impulse upon his mind, a strong inclination in him, and everyone whom his spirit made willing or was endowed with a free and liberal spirit and was heartily willing to bear a part and cheerfully contribute to this service. Otherwise, the willing mind, as well as the ability, were given them of God, and they brought the Lord's offering, an offering to him and such as he directed and disposed them to bring, and which was for his worship and service, in the honor of his name, and was acceptable to him. I want to close with this portion of scripture, a few other scriptures. 1 Chronicles 29, verses 10 to 20. Therefore David blessed the Lord before all the assembly. And David said, "Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power and the glory, the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But whom am I and who are my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own we have given you. For we are aliens, temporary residents, and pilgrims before you, in an even more temporary sense, as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow." The text continues, "O Lord our God, all this abundance that we have prepared to build you a house, to build you a house for your holy name is from your hand and is all your own. I know also, my God, that you test the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now with joy, I have seen your people who are present here to offer willingly to you. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, And Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the intent of the thoughts of the heart of your people. And fix their heart toward you. And give my son Solomon, next generation, a loyal heart to keep your commandments and your testimonies and your statutes, to do all these things and to build the temple for which I have made provision. Then David said to all the assembly, now bless the Lord your God. So all the assembly blessed the Lord. Blessed the Lord God of their fathers and bowed their heads and prostrated themselves before the Lord and the king. What a day. Psalm 119:90, your faithfulness endures to all generations. Psalm 100, verse 5, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. I just want to remind everybody here today that this is our time. We are kingdom now. I am so thankful for those that have gone before us, those that told the line, those that gave, those that were serious about commitment to the house of the Lord, those that just opened up their schedules and said, Sunday's God's day, those that said, I'm going to be a faithful attender the house of the Lord. I'm going to be a fruitful attender the house of the Lord. When I don't feel like going to church, I'm just going to drag myself to church. Amen. I'm going to come in and I'm going to worship and praise because this is about God. Now, in every generation, there is a group of Christians. It's all about them. All about them. It's about building their own little K kingdom. It's not about the big K kingdom. They would say it is, but the fruit and the action proves otherwise. Commitment to God, commitment to God's house. Man, we need it in this generation, in this time. I love the words of King David. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered these things. And now with joy, I've seen your people who are present here to offer willingly to you. You know, what joy to see those present here to offer willingly. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the intent of the thoughts of the heart of your people and fix their heart toward you. Then we read these words, and as highlighted, and give my son Solomon a loyal heart. Is there a parent in the house today? Is it the cry of your heart that your son, your daughter, your sons and daughters serve the Lord? Well, we got to show them. We got to lead them. We got to do all we can. And give my son Solomon a loyal heart. To keep your commandments and your testimonies and your statutes. To do all these things and to build the temple for which I have made provision. A father made provision, and now a son and mothers and daughters. You know, I don't know about you, but it's a cry of my heart and the prayer of my life that just as the Lord's faithfulness endures to all generations, so too faithfulness to the Lord would endure through all generations. Let's lead the next generation. Let's show them the way. Let's be the example. Let's be the witness. Let's provide, and may they follow in our footsteps, the footsteps of those stirred and willing. You know, we're kingdom investors. We're investing because we're invested. And we're investing for our sons and our daughters. And for sons and daughters of the Most High. Those that be and those that shall be. And so maybe it's simply this today, just like Moses, we're just putting out a call. God's putting out a call. Spirit's putting out a call. Those that are willing, hearts stirred, spirits willing, come. Let's build. Let's build in our time, in our hour. Let's be dependable. Let's be loyal. Let's be faithful. Let's be committed. You know, 60 years. I know that there are some people in this church that, you know, are almost 60-year attenders. That's incredible. Still here. Pillars, and they haven't cracked. Faithful. Honestly, from the bottom of my heart, and it might not mean much, but from the bottom of my heart, I say thank you. You have been an example to me. I've been around 43 years. Yeah, I was born in the front row. I was born on the pew. But I've been around almost 43 years in this house. You know, some come and go, but the faithful, we're here. You know, pick a church. Don't divorce the church. Don't walk away. Get planted. Become a pillar person. I know God moves people around sometimes, but get planted. Become fruitful. Become faithful. Like, let's build something. Well, let's stand. I trust in God. I see you won't never fail. He will never fail. Come on, let's bless the Lord. Yeah, well, I trust in God. I see you.